USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Because of Russia's ongoing war in Ukraine, President Biden announced Wednesday the creation of a permanent headquarters for U.S. forces stationed in Poland, as well as new deployments of troops and weapons to Europe. The number of U.S. troops stationed in Europe soared to 100,000 in the wake of Russia's invasion in February, with 10,500 members stationed in Poland. Former aide to White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, Cassidy Hutchinson, testified before the made-for-TV January 6 committee. Her claim of President Trump lunging to take control of an SUV is being disputed. Two Secret Service agents are prepared to testify before Congress that Trump did not lunge at a steering wheel or assault them. The USFL Football League Championship game is Sunday evening. Birmingham Stallions will play the Philadelphia Stars in Canton, Ohio's Pro Football Hall of Fame. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
A SpaceX flight to the ISS has been rescheduled for July 11th. CRS-25 resupply mission needed some repairs after hydrazine vapors came in contact with the landing parachute. Lawmakers that were in charge when Flint, Michigan's water supply started killing people may not face charges as determined by other lawmakers.
The Michigan Supreme Court ruled on Tuesday that indictments against former Governor Rick Snyder and eight other people in the Flint water scandal were invalid. However, State Solicitor General Fadwa Hammoud appears to be ignoring that ruling, saying she's prepared to prove the allegations against them. Tuesday's ruling by the court wipes out those charges. The Supreme Court said state laws, quote, authorize a judge to investigate, subpoena witnesses, and issue arrest warrants as a one-person grand jury, but they do not authorize the judge to issue indictments, unquote. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Like something out of the history books, a luxury liner and an iceberg collide in the ocean. A Norwegian cruise line ship on its way to an Alaskan glacier hit an iceberg over the weekend and was turned around due to the damage. The Norwegian Sun smacked into the iceberg on Saturday and was rerouted to Juneau for inspection. Fortunately, the iceberg was only the size of a semi-truck and no injuries were reported. Two young men were busted last week in California during a traffic stop for transporting 150,000 pills of fentanyl. As you probably know, fentanyl kills a stadium full of people every year for the last few years. Soft on Crime California, in all its wisdom, released the men back to the streets days later. Tulare County Sheriff Mike Bordeaux cannot believe his court system did this.
I mean, we have about 600,000 people that live in our county. Right through the center of it are two major highways that have heavy drug trafficking. And as you know, fentanyl is incredibly dangerous, and we come across 150,000 pills of fentanyl. This case went before a judge through the probation department on a risk assessment, never notifying us as the sheriff's office, and then ordered a court-ordered release of these two people.
Sheriff Bordeaux on Fox News vents.
Law enforcement leaders in the state of California are frustrated. This soft-on-crime approach that we see from the governor's office in Sacramento and our legislators, we are completely frustrated.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.